Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my co-host Neto, man.
Neto, man, 1,000 miles of running, just got back to the land. Let's do this interview, strut.
Yo, today's definitely a special and dope interview. Knew my partner for a minute. He always been supportive, always going to the stores, copying my books. I've been copying his music. Dope artist, you know what I'm saying? Prophecy 92, what's good?
What it do, man?
What's poppin', man? Hey, that Lemonade song is a banger, bro.
I appreciate it, boss.
Hey, I swear to God, Shorty killed that hook. You killed the verses, the video dope, and everything.
Yeah, man, everybody did their part. Shit came out fire, so I'm crazy thankful for that.
Real shit. So, like, how did that even come about?
Man, random as hell, like, all my shit, you know? Just scrolling through YouTube and shit, looking for beats. Found this one beat, had that bubblegum music to it, you know? And I was here in San Antonio, and I just moved down here. And I'm like, I gotta do something to show love for the city. And just, you know, words just started coming out my you know, through my brains and shit, so wrote everything down, hit up the right people, shit. You know, magic happens.
Hell yeah, that was dope, man. Hey, y'all all killed it, man. So shit, like, even like, how long you been doing the music thing?
Shit, like 18 years. Shit, I only been taking it serious for about 4, but I mean, I started writing and shit since I was 10, so it's been like 18 years now.
That's what's up, man. Salute, your pen game nice.
Yeah,
real shit. Hey, so, like, you know what I'm saying? From then to now, how you feel about the change in the music game?
I mean, it's a lot more creative in a sense where, like, they're more focused on the hook these days, and the beats are a lot more entertaining and catchy, so it's a lot easier to write a hit record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to back in the day when everybody was really focused on how the verses were penned out and telling the right story. Now all you really need is just a catchy beat, a great hook, and some great production behind it. They don't really take that much to make a hit these days. So, you know, I appreciate what you're saying about Lemonade, but at the end of the day, I did the easy shit. You know, it really goes out to, like, the producers and all that who really put in all that extra work.
True.
Shouts out to the producers, the ones that get shit rolling, the technicians of the game.
Shout out to the whole San Antonio, you feel me?
San Antonio, what's pop? It's your boy Neto, man. We gonna get out there and get them San Antonio bitches strut.
I swear to God. Real shit. I heard them San Antonio bitches can't read out loud.
No, I want some Whataburger.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, shout out to the San Antonio women.
Shout out to Whataburger.
You feel me? Hey, so, like, you know what I'm saying? So, even now, fast forward and now, you where you at in this rap game. What is it that you bring to the rap game that's not already there?
I bring a lot of a personal point of view, bro. I bring that Latino flavor, but not, like, it's a lot of Latinos, but they do the whole Chicano style. You know what I mean? They rap with a whole lot of their gang and all that shit. And all that shit cool, more power to them. But I don't rep a hood, I don't rep a city necessarily, I just rep who I am. And I know it's a huge market of Latino listeners that just want to hear shit from Latino without it having to do, you know, with the street life and shit. So I just bring a lot of that Latin flavor to the hip-hop game, a lot of that Spanglish music. I bring a lot of Spanish influence into the hip-hop game, like, got this new record out. It's in Spanish. Got some, you know, salsa flow to the beat. So, I mean, I just bring that Latin flavor to the hip-hop game.
That's peace. That's love. You know what? Me being a Mexican rapper, too, as well, I understand what you're saying with the whole Chicano thing. You know, most of them got that style, but, you know, sometimes it's cool, you know. Sometimes we like to hear it for nostalgia purpose, but it's like, I like to hear a mixture of things, so that's good. You got your own pot of gumbo going on, so yeah. I can't wait to hear the records. Once we get off with this interview, I'm going to hear some of the records Smith was telling me about. He said you certified, so I'm going to take his word for you and hear these bangers when we done.
Appreciate it.
No real doubt. Shit. So, hey, who are some of your influences coming up to even make you want to do rap or music in general?
Man, where do I start? I grew up listening to a lot of Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Big
Pun. Nas is like my number one. That's my favorite MC of all time.
Okay. That's what's up.
That's a good one.
I got a lot of his, like, Latin influences too, even like, you know, from the reggae tone side and shit. So artists like Don Omar and Nicky Jam and Feo Calderon, Noriega, you know, all these different influences that really inspired my sound. And I mean, when you listen to my records, you can hear a mixture of all these different sounds too. I mean, when I'm rapping, you can hear an East Coast, almost an East Coast accent in certain words. I ain't never lived in the East Coast. That's just from, you know, listening to these artists and shit. So, and those are definitely some of my biggest influences. So, like I said, Nas, Big Pun, Fat Joe, all the reggae tone artists. Yeah, man, they really molded the artist that I am today.
True. That's what's up. Hey, that's a solid list. For real.
Yeah, you know, it's not your typical list either. You know what? Not too many people put Pun in their list, and definitely not Joe. People never get Joe the respect he deserves. You know, he stays relevant throughout all these years. Yeah, he flips his style. You know, one minute he's doing the Pun flow, then the next minute, make it rain on these hoes. Then he switches it up to what's going on now. But you got to stay current. And that's a good... Him and the Jay-Z are the two perfect examples of rappers that's been in it from a long time just by staying current.
Now, hey, you know who else I think been staying current? But to me, he's not in my top 5 or 10, is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. He always, that's another one, always finds a way of staying current. So you know what? Mad respect for putting Joe on your list, because you know what? That's one rapper that never gets the props he deserves. Nah, he might not be the best lyrically, and people might always compare him to Pun and be like, he ain't shit compared to Pun, but you know what? He always had that foot in the game, and he always had his respect. He always been somewhere a solid statue in the game.
Yes, sir. I mean, he's certified, man. He's been consistent his whole career. Shit, if it wasn't for Joe, we wouldn't have a Big Pun. So
exactly.
Definitely
salute
Joe.
Real shit. Hey, and Pun, like, bro, you don't know how many arguments I done had. To me, lyrically, Pun better than Pac.
Yeah.
You feel me? Lyrically.
I mean, Pun better than a lot of artists, man. Yeah. I don't know why people don't put him on his top 5. Maybe it is the Latino thing, but he definitely underrated as an MC.
Oh, yeah, he definitely a GOAT. You feel me? I most definitely a GOAT. You know what I'm saying? I wish you would have heard more from him before he passed, you know. But hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, God had a plan.
For sure. I mean, his son got fired too, man.
Oh yeah. Hey, his son is nasty. Shout out to Chris Rivers.
Yeah, Chris Rivers. Yeah.
His daughter too. His daughter do the music. But yeah, hey, big up to Chris Rivers. Hey, partner, monster.
Man, I would love to interview some Chris Rivers, man. That'll be hot. That'll be dope.
Hell yeah, we're gonna
coming soon, Smith Express, Chris Rivers.
On me, hey, real shit. Hey, I'm gonna definitely pull forward though, G.
Yeah, that'll be hot. He a beast. Thanks for manifesting that idea to us. It's a Smith Express exclusive in this motherfucker.
I swear to God, but let's get back to you though, G. So what you working on, a mixtape, album, or EP?
Right now, I'm really just working on some singles, man. Trying to build this buzz up before I, you know, invest all my money in an album and don't nobody listen to it, you know what I mean? Gotta, you know, get that fan base and shit. So, just doing a bunch of singles, doing a bunch of videos and shit. I'm mixing it, you know, some English, some Spanish, get that Latin American market, the growing market, so I mean, might as well take advantage of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, back to that Lemonade video, G, you snap, but the doom females cute as shit, though. I ain't even gonna stunt. They bad, bro.
Yeah, shit. You telling me?
Hey, real shit, G, real shit. So, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on next for you, though? Just what, more music, or you jumping into anything else besides the music?
Man, I've been doing a little bit of acting. It's hard to get gigs right now because of COVID and shit. But, you know, I do my little extra background actor thing here and there and do some little independent films and shit. Just trying to expand my horizons and shit, you know what I mean? So.
Ah, shit.
That's
Lionsgate, y'all got to get this man a deal.
On the real, Tyler Perry was popping. Holla at
New
buddy.
New Line Cinema, get his man a deal.
Murder, Inc. Films. No, I'm just laughing. No Limit Films. No, I'm just laughing. Hey, but low-key, though, Texas in general, though, there's so much that goes on in Texas.
San Antonio, a big city, too, so I'm sure there's a lot of shit popping out there, man. We're going to have to definitely go out there and visit and, like, real swap shit. Tapes or something like how they used to do back in the day.
Real shit.
For sure, man. Y'all come through. Y'all let me know. Show y'all the city and shit.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
Likewise,
that's what's up,
bro.
That's what's up, man. So, like, hey, I ain't going to keep you up. You know what I'm talking about? Hold you any longer. But for those that's tuning in, is there any encouraging words you might want to shout out? Or, you know what I'm saying, let these youngest know on about the rap game or how to get in the rap game? Or any encouraging words to keep them motivated and inspired?
I mean, shit, look. Every time somebody tell you you can't do something, just use that shit. Like for me, I'm spiteful as fuck. So when someone tell me I can't do something, I do it just to be like, ha, nigga, I proved your ass wrong. You know what I mean?
Real
so
shit.
Just use them haters and shit. Just use that shit as motivation. And, you know, just keep grinding, keep putting the work in. Networking is probably the biggest part of success, you know what I mean? You got to know the right people and talk to everybody. Don't ever think you're better than someone. Because you're above them right now, the motherfucker might be 30 steps in front of you in 2 days, you know what I mean?
That's
so,
real.
You know, keep your mind, you know, positive and be cool with everybody. Just show love to everybody because you never know.
That's real shit. Hey, I definitely agree, G. Real shit. Hey, man, it's an honor, bro, for, you know what I'm saying, to have you on my show, bro.
Yeah.
Real shit. You got a bright future, G. Hey, I swear to God, bro. And everything that I heard from you, bro, I swear to God. You know how most people just be capping just because you right in front of a nigga? Like, real shit, bro. Hey, I definitely got faith in you, my G, on some real shit, G.
I appreciate that, man. Likewise, too. And I be reading your books and shit all the time.
Oh, yeah,
it's always been love, bro. So appreciate that for real.
Love, yo. Hey, my nigga, hey, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to definitely get back into this music shit. I'm working on a duo EP myself. We going to definitely have to collab and shit.
Yeah, for sure, nigga.
Let me know. I bet, bro.
Yeah, we gonna tune into these songs too, man. I'm gonna hear your shit right now.
Hey, we gonna do a review on your shit too, all right?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
That Lemonade single, y'all look for that.
You feel me? Hey, what's the new single you was telling us about that's finna pop off? The Spanish joint?
Yeah, it's called Kryptonita, featuring Mateo. He's singing for Estilo, which is a Tejano band out here, so. Just that, cross-genre collaboration, she's gonna be fire, man. It's coming out sometime at the end of the month or at the beginning of November, pending the release date, but it'll be out soon, so that shit gonna be fire, man.
Yeah, definitely. I fuck with the Tejano music, man. Shout out to Texas, shout out everywhere, Mission, McAllen, shout outs out there.
Oh, me, the
San
Valley.
Antonio, Rio Grande Valley, what's poppin'? We coming back out there, we pulling y'all bitches.
Real shit.
Chicago motherfuckers in the building. We ignorant.
Real shit. For sure. All right, boss. Handle your business, my G.
Strut.
Already, man. Hey, y'all stay up.
You too, boss.
Already.
Yup. Yo, solid interview.
Solid.
Shout out to my homie, Prophecy 92, out in Texas, San
Prophecy
Antonio.
92. San Antonio in the building. Hey,
that Lemonade song is a solid banger, bro. I swear to God, I'm definitely have to do a remix. If I can't get on the remix, G, something, bro. And then, you know what I'm saying, he about to release another Spanish. Shout out to the whole Latino era, you know what I'm saying? They wave is dope, you know what I'm saying? Definitely
yeah,
get in tune with it.
In.
Hell yeah, you feel me? But another dope episode, interview, Smith. Smith Express. Got my co-host with me, Neto Man.
Neto Man firing up that good green right now. We gonna get it in. Strut.
And we out. Yeah.